Good morning. Today I'm going to talk about change. And change is always a little scary for most people. It affects people around us. It doesn't matter what the change is, whether you're letting go of weight or stopping a habit like smoking or biting your nails, or with just changing your attitude. Even people who go through a growth around self-esteem, and I work with a lot of people who have self-esteem issues, so it's important to understand that change makes an impact not only on you, but in everybody. But there's no question that coming out of winter, which we are right now, can leave us flat and unmotivated. And when we look back at what we did before and how we want to change into something new, all the relationships we have to reevaluate, all the situations we have to think about, there's quite a bit of hard work to do. At least it seems that way. No wonder we're not motivated and energized to get back into the swing of things. The potential we have in ourselves and our lives is extraordinary. I mean, think about it. Every day, children celebrate who they are. You know, provided they grow up in a home that's fairly reasonable. They celebrate. They laugh. They giggle. They have joy. They run around. They feel good about themselves. And that's what we have within ourselves. They get excited in puddles, in the rain. They make snow angels. They just enjoy. They just love. They just really feel great being there. So what happens? What happened to us that makes us, I don't know, makes us so remote from that joy? Well, think about it. Think about the last time you really felt joy. Think about it. And become aware of how much of that joy is really missing in your life that you feel about today. So, here's some ways to find joy in your life today and to allow yourself to celebrate who you and how you are, to bring out the best of you, to achieve your goals, and to know how you feel at your very, very best.